A spokesman from the Bend Police Department says officers will hand out tickets to drivers breaking the basic rule if they're driving too fast for the snow and icy conditions. Spokesman Steve Esselstyn says some drivers, especially those with a 4x4, may feel it's okay for them to drive faster when the roads are covered with snow.
Four-wheel drive, usually the younger drivers, but four-wheel drive is very good about getting you going straight and level, but it doesn't help you in a turn, and it sure doesn't help you when you have to stop, and stopping is one of the big problems. You get on a little bit of ice, you start getting cattywampus, and pretty soon you find yourself looking at a tree.
Close up. Officials say a driver can drive under the speed limit and still violate the basic rule. It all depends on the road and the driving conditions. As far as conditions this morning, it is still slick out there, even in places where it looks like it's bare pavement. So please take that into consideration. Give yourself extra time this morning to get where you're going and extra room between you and the car in front of you. Meantime, ODOT crews try to stay ahead of the snow, but it is a challenge. Spokesman Peter Murphy says Highway 20 near Tumalo was totally shut down for a while yesterday morning because a semi-truck just could not make it up the hill.
Well, it starts out just being slick, and if ODOT hasn't been able to get out to the particular area where people are, then we're going to have snow and no treatment. So that's going to make driving surfaces a challenge at best. And we've already experienced a number of slide-offs on Tumalo and out on Highway 97 as well. So the forecast looks like we're going to have more snow coming.
Murphy says a variety of microclimates in Central Oregon makes it unpredictable for drivers and even for the ODOT road crews. Sun River postal customers learned over the weekend that their post office will remain open. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has reaction.
The Postal Service was looking at closing the Sun River office along with several other rural Oregon offices to save money. A notice went up at the post office this weekend telling residents it will remain open. Brooks Navely with the Sun River Homeowners Association was involved with trying to stop the closure.
That makes us feel pretty good because this organization, the Owners Association, has been leading the effort to generate public response to the proposals to close that post office. And we've invested a lot of time and a lot of energy, and it is gratifying to see that it's apparently registered with the powers that be.
No longer slated for closure are Antelope, Brothers, Palina, and Post, along with Sun River. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said yesterday that he will not be able to meet next month's deadline for deciding whether to remove four dams on the Klamath River. Dam removal is part of the agreement signed in Salem 2 years ago to end a century of fighting over water in the Klamath Basin. A bill authorizing Salazar to make the decision was introduced in Congress last year but has not yet received a committee hearing. Salazar says that work will continue on scientific studies, as will efforts to get authorization through Congress. There are Republican primaries today in Michigan and Arizona. The latest polls in Michigan show a tight race between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. Jim Foster, a political science professor at OSU Cascades, says the results will be interesting.
Let's see. They're important in a sort of make-or-break sense, especially for Mitt Romney. It would be an extreme embarrassment if he couldn't carry his own home state. And looking at the polls right at the moment, that is a toss-up. I mean, all of the polls are within the margin of error.
Romney holds a double-digit lead in the polls in Arizona. Tsunamis generated by the magnitude 9 earthquake in Japan last March dragged 3 to 4 million tons of debris into the ocean. Scientists believe ocean currents are carrying some of the lumber, refrigerators, fishing boats, etc., across the Pacific toward the U.S. Those scientists estimate up to 5% of the debris could begin arriving on the Oregon coast by early 2013. Nicholas Malos, conservation biologist and marine debris specialist for the Ocean Conservancy, says the debris field is largely dispersed over a big area. He says the debris will likely spread as far north as Alaska and as far south as Oregon. And it's National Pancake Day. IHOP is offering a free short stack to its guests. In return for the buttermilk flapjacks, you'll be asked to consider leaving a donation for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and other designated local charities. National Pancake Day has raised nearly $8 million for charity since 2006. That offer is good from 7 o'clock this morning until 10 o'clock this evening. For details, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com. Next local news comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.